Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network joining us today, Purdue University Center for Commercial Agriculture Director Dr. James Mintert, to discuss the CME Group and Purdue University's Ag Economy Barometer. Tell us a little bit about what you're seeing this month. Different aspects of the report saw increases. What were those and what were the driving factors?
Well, the barometer itself was up 6 points. That's a fairly small move, but it was a positive step. That leaves the barometer up 6 points compared to last month, but 2 points higher than a year ago. Still leaves it well below where it was 2 years ago. 2 years ago, the index was at, I think, 178, and this month we're at 123. I don't look for the index to go anywhere close to the levels of 2 years ago anytime in the near future. I think we're going to continue to bounce around probably in that 100 to maybe 125 range. But if you look at what drove the barometer's change this month, the bigger increase was really in the index of current conditions. I think it was up a little bit more than the index of future expectations. Both indexes did rise a little bit compared to the prior month. If you look at it, financial performance index was stronger this month. I think it was up 7 points compared to last month. People were feeling better about their financial situation, looking ahead from a profitability standpoint. One of the drivers probably was the fact that when we asked people about their expectations for interest rates, people were not as pessimistic, meaning that they weren't, a smaller percentage of them were expecting interest rates to rise over the next year than what we had picked up in previous surveys. So I think maybe that kind of trickled into the sentiment. I think earlier in the year, people were really concerned about how high interest rates might go. And I think, you know, this survey was the first time we've posed questions to people following the banking crisis with Silicon Valley and Signature. And now, of course, this week we just had another one with Republic. But I think people maybe felt a little bit better about where interest rates are headed, given that the Fed's concern is about maybe tightening a little too much. And we'll find out this week. I guess the Fed is going to let us know if we're going to see another rise in rates. But I think people's expectations anyway have moderated a little bit. And that was kind of feeding back into sentiment.
And I know last time we talked a little bit about the cyclical nature, kind of some of the trends that you guys have seen as the survey has been ongoing throughout the years. And this time of year, do you typically see a little bit of a rise as people start to get into the fields?
That's a good question. We don't really have enough data yet to ascertain if that's really the case. We've only been in existence since the fall of 2015, so we probably need a little more data. But there are certainly some times a year when you can see people responding to what's taken place in the field. So you go back to, for example, a very wet spring, 2019, you could see people becoming very concerned about the inability to get in the field and get a crop planted. So we can see some of those responses show up from time to time. This month, it really wasn't all that clear. I mean, I didn't see anything really obvious there. And maybe that's because as you move around the country, conditions were varied enough. We had some places in the country where people were able to get in the fields, make some pretty good planting progress. We had some other areas where people were not making much headway with respect to field work. So I don't think that had much impact this month, but it could over the next couple of months. So it's a good point to watch.
And something else that was mentioned kind of in the end of the report here was a little bit about Farm Bill. It's been at the forefront of a lot of conversation, especially for farm groups and whatnot. But does that play into this at all?
Well, I don't know if the Farm Bill responses actually played into sentiment or not. I think it was interesting to look at what people told us, though, when we asked them about the likelihood of Congress passing a new Farm Bill in 2023. I mean, it was kind of interesting. I think 40% of the people in the survey think it's either likely or somewhat likely that we'll see a farm bill passed this year. That's a relatively small percentage. And, you know, on the flip side, I think we had roughly 29% said it was either very unlikely or somewhat unlikely that we would see a farm bill passed this year. And when we did the follow-up question and asked them what the most important aspect of the Farm Bill is to them, maybe no big surprise, crop insurance was the number one choice. Commodity program was number two. So it'll be interesting to see. We're going to, I think, repeat those questions in the upcoming survey. And of course, given the weakness of, we've seen in commodity prices here the last couple of weeks, it'll be interesting to see if that maybe changes and people maybe have a little more emphasis on commodity program and the safety net aspect of the Farm Bill.
All right. Anything else really to note here before we let you go on this month's report?
Well, I think one other factor is people became a little more optimistic about farmland values this month. And again, I think that might have been tied back to the expectation that interest rates are not going to climb perhaps as much as people were expecting earlier in the year. The short-term farmland value expectation index actually rose 10 points this month. That was the first time, I think, in 5 months that that index has actually increased. So there's just a little bit more optimism there. And I suspect some of that was related to people maybe thinking interest rates aren't going to go quite as high as maybe they thought previously.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us here again. Dr. James Mintert joining us on the Red River Farm Network.